Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast. For today, scattered rain showers early, cloudy skies, upper 40s, around 50. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, scattered rain and snow showers and scattered snow, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow showers, then rain and snow in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy skies, temps lower 20s. And Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. Good Monday. Authorities say a small fire in a cooler inside Kansas State University's Bill Snyder Family Stadium caused an estimated $10,000 in damage to food stored there. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the fire broke out Friday evening and was quickly contained. No one was injured. The Manhattan Fire Department says the cause of the fire remains under investigation. The stadium, built in 1968, of course, is home to the KSU football team. Lawmakers in the Sunflower State considering making changes to the criminal public offender registry system and cutting back on penalties. The expansive system that publicly tracks convicted criminals long after they've served their time covers a particularly wide range of crimes beyond sex offenses. The Kansas News Service reported some of the proposed changes would impact those convicted of crimes like drug distribution to face a 5-year registration term instead of the current 15 years. Mid-America Network News.
Cover crops are something we understand. Whether you're trying to improve your soil health, build a blend to improve your nitrogen levels, or one to help break down excess residue on the surface, we have the seed to help you achieve your goals. If you're wanting to graze your cover crop, we can blend it to meet your needs by using spring, summer, and fall annuals to get the maximum production from every acre. Give Kaufman Seeds a call at 800-634-2836.
What is radon? Home exposure to radon gas is the leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States for non-smokers. In Kansas, one in four homes will test at or above the EPA action level. The Surgeon General recommends all homes be tested and fixed if necessary. Visit KansasRadonProgram.org for more information. Test, fix, save a life. This message brought to you by the Kansas Radon Program, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
An 18-year-old man is accused of murdering his brother in Wichita. Adiris Norwood faces second-degree murder charges in the death of his brother Israel Norwood last Sunday. Police say Israel was in the front seat of a passenger car outside Via Christi St. Joseph Hospital on Sunday, and he had a gunshot wound to his chest. Israel died from his wounds at the hospital. KTV reports police say Adiris was also in the vehicle, and he ran from the scene on foot. Officers caught up with Adiris, and police announced last Sunday that Adiris is suspected in Israel's death. Kansas lawmakers considering blocking the sale of raw milk or requiring farmers to include warning labels on packaging after the state abandoned a law prohibiting farmers from advertising raw milk outside their farm. The Wichita Eagle reports that the state stopped enforcing the ban after Shepherd's Gate dairy operators Mark and Coraline Bunner filed a lawsuit in opposition of the 1967 law back in October. Kansas Mid-American at Work News, I'm Rick Everett.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. A 39-year-old man is suspected of setting a fire that destroyed a historic church near the south-central Nebraska city of Shelton. The man was taken into custody Friday on suspicion of arson. Buffalo County court records don't yet show that he's been formally charged. Jail records show that he remained in custody as of this morning. The fire at Zion Lutheran Church was reported just after 7 o'clock back on December 11th. Firefighters who arrived minutes later found the structure engulfed in flames. The church was built in 1912. Crunch time coming for Nebraska lawmakers now that this year's session is nearly halfway over and they've winnowed down their bills to a few top priorities. Lawmakers get one priority bill per session and committees get two. Friday was the deadline for lawmakers and committees to pick their priorities. The list includes tax, abortion, and child welfare measures. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty at Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at rustyyakford.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A pair of Centralia men have been charged in Marshall County District Court in connection with burglary at a Vermilion home, which was destroyed 2 days later by fire, in which the resident, 83-year-old Donald McLaughlin, was found dead. The fire and explosion remains under investigation by the state fire marshal, and nothing has yet been filed in that case. Charges of aggravated burglary, theft, and criminal use of a financial card were filed February 6th against Jefferson Goad and Jeremy Penix, the second of Centralia, in a January 22nd burglary. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation was called in to assist with the case. Marshall County Commissioners met Tuesday. Following discussion, consensus was to work on Cleveland Township, then Richland Township bridges. A resolution passed establishing a dealer participating cost share program for the county. A bid from Galloway, Wiggers, and Brediger was approved as county councilor at a rate of $3,000 per month. Representatives with Invenergy met with the board to discuss the proposed Grain Belt transmission line. Invenergy recently purchased development rights of the Grain Belt transmission line from Clean Line. Invenergy works with four main sources of power: wind, solar, storage, and natural gas. The transmission line will cover 800 miles to Indiana and will go through 14 counties in Kansas. Invenergy is required to get state regulatory approval for the transmission line, and it received this approval in Kansas, Missouri, and Indiana. Illinois has not approved. Beginning stages will have three components, which are the land research, the engineering, and the environmental, and the proposed line will run parallel to existing lines. Clean Line had originally contracted easements for their project. Invenergy said they would satisfy all easement payments in existence. There are three phases of payment to landowners. The easement payment, which takes the right-of-way times the length of the property converted to acres, then is paid at 110% of a land valuation based on land sales. The landowner will have the option of a one-time payment or yearly payment. The second is structural payment, and the third, crop damage payment. They have a standard road use agreement that covers all aspects of easements, including inspections, and what happens if they need to physically cross property for access to the structures. The poles themselves will be 130 to 160 feet tall, depending on terrain. The structures themselves are 40 by 40 foot in size. The transmission lines would be at a minimum 34 feet from the ground. The county councilor confirmed they could claim eminent domain if landowners are not cooperative. Representatives emphasized they will diligently work with landowners to avoid eminent domain if at all possible. Anticipation is for construction to begin in 2022 and be complete by the end of 2024. The website greenbeltexpress.com has additional information and maps showing where the anticipated transmission line will go through. County Sheriff Dan Hargrave presented a drawing of the Marion County Jail for consideration. If an alternate site, then the courthouse property is preferred. The board discussed that 2 to 3 acres should be sufficient amount of land if they decide to go with a standalone structure for the jail. Agency on Aging Director Ashley Lynn had talked with the administrator of the Frankfort Community Care Home, advising a couple of entities have given significant donations to assist the nursing home in their financial challenges. Lynn asked if they were interested in selling the nutrition site to the county. They were not interested at this time. Contract for the nutrition site is due for renewal this year. Crews are expected to begin work on reconstruction of the intersection at U.S. 36 and South U.S. 77 on Tuesday, weather permitting. This is the final phase of a U.S. 36 pavement replacement project started last year. The intersection will be closed for through traffic on U.S. 36, with one lane traffic open each direction. Detour for South U.S. 77 and 36. To go east will be Broadway, and 12th Street detour for South U.S. 77 and 36. Go west will be Broadway and 8th Street. The project is expected to be completed by late April, weather permitting.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, cheesy potatoes, garden blend vegetables, whole wheat bread, and peaches. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, corn, whole wheat roll, and cinnamon apples. Groundbreaking for the Ag Technology Complex expansion at Marysville Junior Senior High School today at 10 a.m. Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball at Chapman today. High school basketball team's makeup game tonight with Concordia. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Expecting tax dollars back? Why wait to use it? At Ashley Furniture Home Store, $100 down will hold your furniture, appliance, or TV order. They'll hold specials like a 75-inch LG 4K Smart Ultra HD TV for $8.99. Your choice of a 7-piece living room, or choose from 4 Ashley reclining sectionals for only $9.99. Just $100 can hold your appliance, TV, or furniture order until your taxes come back. Place your order now and have it waiting and ready when your refund comes in. Going on now at Ashley Furniture Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we have a low-pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing some showers and thunderstorms, a little bit of some snow on the back end of the system. That will continue to push off towards the east. We have another low-pressure system affecting the northern parts of the Rockies, bringing some snow showers there. So it looks like in our area, a little bit of some rain showers, then because we're going to be on the backside of the slow, some rain and snow showers tonight and into tomorrow. But behind it, it looks like Wednesday will have quiet weather and sunny skies. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, scattered rain showers early, cloudy skies, upper 40s around 50. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, scattered rain showers, then rain and snow will drop down to the upper 20s. For tomorrow, snow showers, then rain and snow, we'll see highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy and breezy, lower 20s, and Wednesday, mostly sunny. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February, 45. Record high in the state, 65 in 2002. The average low, 22. The record low is 13 below zero in 1994. Sunset this evening at 6:12. Sunrise in the morning at 7:07. 35 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 24th of February. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
New stars face off in an old rivalry. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In the NBA last night, the Celtics got 41 points from Jason Tatum against the Lakers in L.A., but LeBron James got the last word.
LeBron one-on-one against Jaylen Brown. Lakers trail by one. LeBron back and Brown in. 15-foot follow-away. Good! Huge shot by LeBron!
On ESPN L.A. 710, that put the Lakers up for good with 30 seconds to go. They win it 114-112. Meanwhile, with Damian Lillard sitting out, C.J. McCollum stepped up, dropped 41 of his own to lead the Trailblazers past the Pistons 107-104.
Inbound to C.J. He's open. Down to one. Three-pointer at the buzzer. Good if it goes. Buries it! C.J. McCollum knocks down the triple.
On KPOJ, Carmelo Anthony added 32 for Portland. The Raptors won their ninth straight home game, walloping the Pacers 127-81, the largest margin of victory in team history. More NBA, the Pelicans continued their West Coast swing with a 115-101 win over the Warriors in San Francisco. Zion Williamson dropped 28.
Steal, bounce feet up the floor, Zion! Right-hand tomahawk from Drew Holiday! rim rattler.
On KLRZ, the Bulls knocked off the Wizards 126-117 despite a 53-point effort from Bradley Beal. In the third quarter, Zach LaVine drained his 174th three-pointer of the season to set a new Bulls record. And with that Wizards loss, the Bucks, who had the night off, clinched the earliest playoff berth in 15 years. To college hoops, number 25 Ohio State ended 7th-ranked Maryland's 9-game win streak, 79-72. NHL, the Blues solidified their position atop the Western Conference with a win in Minnesota.
Blues bring the puck over the line. Scandella shoots it on. Rebound, they score! Chew on that jerky, Jordan Kyrou!
On WXOS, 4-1 the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
1A regional basketball action tips off Monday and Tuesday. In the Frankfort Boys 1A Regional, Washington County's top seed and draws a first-round bye. Second seed, Blue Valley, will host St. Xavier. Third seed, Frankfort, entertains Wakefield. And 4 and 5 seeds, Hanover and Axtell, tip off at 7, with coverage Monday live on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia Boys, our second seed, hosting Onega Monday. The Lynn Boys, our fifth seed, at Lincoln Monday evening. Friday night action in girls' play. Saw Marysville fall to Chapman 51-39, while the MHS boys won over Chapman 63-37. In other boys' action Friday, Parkview Christian defeated Diller Odell 51-33. Southern took Pawnee City 58-54. Marysville hosts Concordia in makeup games Monday and Wamego for the regular season finale Tuesday. Games broadcast live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers finished first in the 4A regional at Concordia, advancing 8 to state next weekend. Johnny Cromie, Noah Hackerman, and Garen Shampoo won championships, with Isaac Novotny and Jack Lott finishing runner-up. Joey Bakken and Storm Slupionic placed third, and Keegan Cotillo fourth. Marysville had 175 points ahead of Scott Community with 152 and Colby 127. NCKL teams Concordia, Abilene, Clay Center, and Wamego finished 4, 5, 6, and 7, with Chapman 10th in team totals. Bulldog Elise Rose also qualified for state in the inaugural girls division. Wymore Southern's Braden Clover, in his first year at state, wrestled for 5th place against Andrew Burnett of Anselmo Luna. Clover won 5th place 16-9, becoming the first Raider wrestler to medal at state since 2001, ending the season at 37-12. Monday night broadcast schedule, Marysville Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover Axtell Boys on FM 95.5, followed by the Kansas Jayhawks. Big Monday tip-off.
Good Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Ethanol faced numerous setbacks in the last few years, but got a big boost last week with its inclusion in USDA's just-announced Ag Innovation Agenda. Ethanol industry groups hailed the announcement by USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue at last week's 96th Annual Ag Outlook Forum that E15 and higher blends will be a part of the new innovation initiative. After losing some 4.6 billion gallons of demand from EPA small oil refinery waivers in the last 3 years, Perdue launched a new effort to broaden E15's use by 2030.
A 50% increase. If we can get E15 become the ubiquitous fuel here, and from a biofuel perspective, not going just from B20 to maybe to B30, 40, 50 in a biofuel perspective, we think that may be one of the easier goals to achieve.
Says that's helped by an evolution in vehicle technology.
As we see, again, the transition toward electric vehicles and others being 15% of our transportation fuel network, I think that's possible.
Then, as the United States Department of Agriculture tries to boost ag production 40% and cut its environmental footprint in half by the year 2050. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says carbon credit trading is measurable, could spur innovation in trapping carbon in soil, trees, and plants, as he adds this comment.
If it is a social goal and a social priority there, then let's put a price over carbon emissions, and I think you can really see farmers show out in their carbon sequestration efforts.
Perdue mentioned no-till and use of cover crops to boost soil capture of carbon on top of the president's call for planting more trees as a way for ag to greatly reduce carbon in the atmosphere. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump took to Twitter again, talking trade. Now, there have been questions on the possibility of more trade aid distributed this year, with the president seemingly saying it's a possibility. He said if the formerly targeted farmers need additional aid until such time as the trade deals with China, Mexico, and Canada and others fully kick in, that aid will be provided for by the federal government, paid out for, and those massive tariff monies coming in to the U.S. However, reports say Trump isn't technically accurate when he says the aid will come out of the tariff income. That money comes from the Commodity Credit Corporation, which was set up back in the 1930s as a way to distribute aid to farmers. The CCC, division of USDA, and it has a line of credit set up at the Treasury Department that Congress replenishes. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has told farmers recently not to expect more trade aid in 2020, but the Trump administration has already paid out a total of $28 billion in trade aid by way of payments to farmers, trade promotion, and purchases of food items for distribution to food shelves across the country. USDA's top economist predicting agriculture trade, though, will return to normal this year, as USDA chief economist Robert Johansen said farm exports to China will rise from $10 billion last year to $14 billion in 2020. Now, that slight $4 billion jump doesn't quite add up to the $40 billion in U.S. ag products that China committed to import from the U.S. under the Phase One trade deal. Johansen says the forecast reflects public information that's available right now on Phase One. He later added the calendar year predictions don't completely include all the Phase One commitments. However, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said that China's import commitments were not included in Johansen's estimates, as he said they expect to exceed that, certainly. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Time to check in on the cattle industry after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Let's check in on the cattle industry in the United States. And a guy who's had his finger on the pulse of the industry for a long time is Randy Block. You may know Randy from Cattle Facts, the company where he is CEO. And Randy, you've been there a long time.
I've been blessed. I've had the opportunity to work with the cattlemen and the Cattle Facts group now for nearly 40 years. So I'm in my 40th year now, and I don't feel like I've ever had a day of work.
Randy's seen a lot of ups and downs over the years, but does he recall as much volatility as we've seen lately?
Well, this last decade, we've gone through an incredible amount of volatility, some to the upside, some to the downside, and a lot of it on both sides of the market during the course of a year. But again, I think when we look at these global markets that we now operate in, this is the new normal.
Looking at the numbers, the beef cow herd is now declining.
It is. It's shrinking a little bit, but honestly, I think where we are in the cattle cycle is we're really going to flatten herd out. I do not see the industry going through a liquidation phase unless it's drought-driven. Demand has been so strong that, and with the renewed access to a level playing field into Japan, expanded access into China, we really don't expect we're going to go through much of a liquidation.
Speaking of drought, that's something the cattle feeding states have sure had experience with and keep track of.
Oh, there really are. And Dr. Art Douglas has done a wonderful job for our producers for years. And he thinks we're going to go through a little bit of a drying phase. We're not going to a big drought situation, but he does think we're going to have a weak La Nina that we're going to be dealing with in parts of the country.
Depending on the part of the country, we are getting close to peak calving time, and how's that going?
Well, I think for the most part, we're getting along pretty good here in the early stages. We'll really get into the middle of the calving season here in the next late February on it through April. That's always a challenging time in here in the Northern Plains and Central Plains region. Last year was a difficult time, as we all remember, one of the wettest years in history when we go back and we think about Kansas north on into the Dakotas and Montana and those regions. Nobody ever wants to complain about moisture, but we were probably on the verge of being a little bit too wet in some of those areas.
Some of the maps show cold weather over much of the heartland over the next few weeks. That can be a problem, can't it?
Oh, it really can, you know, especially in so many of these areas. These ranching operations are vast. We can't bring all these cattle into the barns. These cold, cold, cold temperatures can be a challenge.
Randy Block, CEO of Cattle Facts, back after this.
There will be a land auction for the Glenna Galloway Estate Thursday, March 12th. Selling in two tracts, the property is 233 acres more or less, with a 6.5-acre home site, including a one-bedroom, two-bath home built in 1962. The farm ground is 226 acres, lying on the northwest corner of 12th and Indian Roads, northeast of Marysville. Tracts sold separately or as a combination. For inspection or details, contact Joe Horrigan Realty and Auction or check their website at jhorrigan.com. Sale date Thursday, March 12th, 10 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:30 from KNDY. 35 degrees, a northeast wind 5 to 10 this morning. Highs approach 50 on the high side yet today. Cold front moving in.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Jaron Cumberland scored 24 points, and Cincinnati ended its record-tying streak of overtime games, beating Wichita State 67-64. The Bearcats had gone overtime each of their last four games, matching the NCAA record. The Shockers had a chance to send it to overtime, but Jamarius Burton's half-court shot at the buzzer was off. Jaime Ekinike had 10 points and 12 rebounds for Wichita State. Up next for the Shocks, they'll be hosting the Temple Owls. That game tips off 7 o'clock Thursday night. BYU might just have gone from the most precarious of positions on the NCAA tournament bubble to a near lock-in in one memorable night, thanks to one spectacular performance against second-ranked Gonzaga. The 91-78 show they put on Saturday night was the exact kind of show that Coach Mark Pope had been hoping for as March draws near. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs ran away from the Chapman Irish in boys' play Friday. Marysville 63, Chapman 37. Bulldogs held Chapman scoreless from the field in the first quarter, leading 23-3 and never looked back. 11 Marysville players scored, led by Dalton Denner with 16. Matt Holly finishes in double figures with 10 as Marysville improves to 14-4 on the season. Chapman led in scoring by three reserves. They fall to 7-12 on the season, 63-37 the final. Chapman hitting 20 of 24 free throws for what it's worth. Chapman girls win 51-39. Marysville stayed with them down 2 at the half. The Chapman outscored Marysville 17-11 and 12-8 third and fourth quarters for a double-digit win. Lady Irish improved to 15-4. Marysville falls to 7-11. Chapman led by Kylie Adams with 16. Ashlyn Bledsoe with 12. McKinney Kirkpatrick scoring 10. Marysville Sammy Bartles had 19. Bulldogs host Concordia in a makeup game Monday while they go Tuesday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
When a regional basketball action tips off Monday and Tuesday. In the Frankfort boys, 1A regional, Washington County's top seed and draws a first-round bye. Second seed, Blue Valley, will host St. Xavier. Third seed, Frankfort, entertains Wakefield. And 4 and 5 seeds, Hanover and Axtell, tip off at 7. With coverage Monday live on KNDY-FM 98.5.5. Centralia boys are second seed hosting Onega Monday. The Lynn boys are fifth seed at Lincoln Monday evening. Friday night action in girls' play saw Marysville fall to Chapman 51-39, while the MHS boys won over Chapman 63-37. In other boys' action Friday, Parkview Christian defeated Diller O'Dell 51-33. Southern took Pawnee City 58-54. Marysville hosts Concordia in makeup games Monday and Wamego for the regular season finale Tuesday. Games broadcast live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers finished first in the 4A regional at Concordia, advancing 8 to state next weekend. Johnny Cromie, Noah Hackerman, and Garen Shampoo won championships, with Isaac Novotny and Jack Lott finishing runner-up. Joey Bakken and Storm Slupionic placed third, and Keegan Caudillo fourth. Marysville had 175 points ahead of Scott Community with 152 and Colby 127. NCKL teams Concordia, Abilene, Clay Center, and Wamego finished 4, 5, 6, and 7, with Chapman 10th in team totals. Bulldog Elise Rose also qualified for state in the inaugural girls division. Wymore Southern's Braden Clover in his first year at state wrestled for 5th place against Andrew Burnett of Anselmo Myrna. Clover won 5th place 16-9, becoming the first Raider wrestler to medal at state since 2001, ending the season at 37-12. Monday night broadcast schedule, Marysville Concordia, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, Hanover Axtell Boys on FM 95.5, followed by the Kansas Jayhawks' big Monday tip-off.
You've probably never heard the world's loudest bird, but if you did, you'd wish you were wearing earplugs. We have more on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 24th, the 55th day of the year. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs was born on this day, and U.S. soldiers were liberating the Philippine capital of Manila at this time in 1945. As we await the return of the songbirds of spring, here's a fun fact about the world's nosiest bird.